Patient name, John is the first name, J-O-H-N, last name, Shaughnessy, spelled S-H-A-U-G-H-N-E-S-S-Y. This is, date of birth is 8-18 of 1957, date of service 11-6 of 2025. This is a 68-year-old male patient. He is here today needing refill of certain medications. Period, the paragraph. He offers no complaint today. He tells me he is feeling well. I've reviewed his medications with him. He is needing refill of the amlodipine 10 and irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide 150-12.5. Period, new paragraph. Please underline the next sentence. Patient that has not been taking his Plavix. He refuses to take it. He tells me he has an abundant supply of Plavix at his house. I have advised against this. Once again, he does not want to take that medication. He feels he does not need it. Okay, now period, new paragraph. Done with the underlining, okay? Okay, so period, new paragraph. He offers no complaint today. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. He carries on his everyday activities in normal form and fashion. And, you know, no complaint of pain, no GI or GU issues. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 128 over 77, pulse 87, respiration 18. Oxygenation 97%, temperatures 98.4, period, new paragraph. Prior medical history, hypertension. He tells me he did have what was diagnosed as a TIA 3 years ago. Also history of peripheral vascular disease. Once again, he stopped taking his Plavix, is refusing to take it, period, new paragraph. Patient also has hyperlipidemia, period, new paragraph. Social history, he does smoke, he does drink. He drinks 2 750-milliliter bottles of whiskey on a weekly basis. I have advised against, period, new paragraph. Surgical history reviewed and no changes compared to last visit. Medications, once again, he's actively taking two medications. Irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide 150-12.5 and amlodipine 10 milligrams. We will refill those today. Period, new paragraph. Review of systems. I've done a complete review of systems with him. It is completely negative with the exception of what is mentioned in the above comments under chief complaint and his reason for being here and his prior comorbid conditions as well. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Thyromegaly, masses, or lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, normal rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No pain elicited upon palpation. Extremities, he has plus five muscle strength in all four extremities. On the right lower extremity, I made a comment to him that there is trace edema on that right side and that we should follow up with a ultrasound. He is refusing to do that today, period, new paragraph. Possibly he will come back for an ultrasound of that right lower extremity. He's not concerned about it. He tells me it has always been that way, and so therefore he is not concerned. Once again, I have advised against this, that he needs follow-up. He is refusing to do that at this point, period, new paragraph. Other than that, he seems like a very cheerful demeanor gentleman. He interacts well, no signs of depression or anxiety. He tells me he is enjoying his retirement life, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Hypertension, we're going to refill the amlodipine 10 and the irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide at 150-12.5. Period, new paragraph. PVD, that's peripheral vascular disease. He has refused taking his Plavix. He has an abundant supply at his house, and he doesn't want any referral. Period, new paragraph. Trace, right lower edema. Once again, he has refused any intervention. He tells me he feels fine. He is not wanting any intervention. I've advised him that we're going to take labs today, and he will return to clinic for those results and for further follow-up PRN.